Israel's prime minister says he's told Washington he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. The U.S. has said an independent Palestinian state should be part of the day after Israel's war against Hamas concludes. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the World Economic Forum this week.
If you pursue integration with security, with a Palestinian state, all of a sudden, you have a region that's come together in ways that answer the most profound questions that Israel's tried to answer for years, and what has heretofore been its single biggest concern in terms of its security, Iran, is suddenly isolated along with its proxy.
But in a nationally broadcast news conference, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected that notion and U.S. calls for Israel to scale back its offensive in Gaza, vowing to press ahead until Israel realizes a decisive victory over Hamas. That drew an immediate scolding from the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
This is not a new comment by Prime Minister Netanyahu. We obviously see it differently. We believe that the Palestinians have every right to live in an independent state with peace and security, and the president and his team is going to continue to work on that.
Hamas has continued to fight back across Gaza, even in the most devastated areas, and launch rockets into Israel. I'm Ben Thomas.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.